clock right now. Woohoo! Happy New Year!
Fuck! The fireworks!
Everything, everything, everything brand new, everything magical. When we get into this meditation, everything's gonna be magical. So sit tight. Guess what we have? We have songs with bands that have the mandolin in it. And I'd like you, the first song I'd like to introduce to you, and many of you may know this band, seen them live. So good, so good. One of my favorites. Flogging Molly. Drunken Lullabies. Yes. A lot of used to go to Irish Session, and there's a mandolin. Of course. A lot of that good Irish music has all that mandolin. It's that folk energy. It's so, so good. So I was just like, I've got to play this. I love that band. I love Flogging Molly. They are just amazing, amazing vibes, amazing energy. And I would love to, oh my God, I can't wait to go see them again. So good. So stay tuned. We're here till 7 p.m., 6:05 at the dot. Be here or be square, okay? We're doing the meditation. I love you a million times in a day, and we're going to summon so much love here. The energy, we're going to lift the vibration. The energy is going to be really good because you're good, and you deserve to see a reflection of yourself in this beautiful goodness we have. Love you always. Let's do this. Woo! We'll be right back. And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. This is your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Thank you for joining me. Woo-wee! That definitely just raised my vibration so high, so high. I love Flogging Molly. Oh my goodness. Yes, we're going to have a great show. Again, if you're just joining us, we're going to play music with bands that have mandolin in it. And because last week, after we did the whole Glenn Campbell thing, and we had callers, it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful and enchanting because I had a lot of people calling in to request songs. And I didn't realize, okay, so basically Glenn Campbell came in just so we can have an energy of a show where people are participating, requesting their songs. And the whole point was to be of service. The whole point was to be, the message was of giving. And my service is this. This is my radio show right here is the service. And if it was meant to be the time spent to take people's requests to hear their favorite songs, and that was the message, and that's what Spirit wanted for the day, then let it be. It was really heartfelt. I loved it. So, yeah. Ooh, 6:05. So let's get into our guidey. I know how you like it. I said it. Guidey. Listen, I can't be from Boston and not say guidey. We're going to do a guidey, okay? Now get real nice and comfy. So wherever you're at, and if I went on a rampage and I did not complete the subject of what I was saying, mandolin, yes. So there was a mandolin in my dream and had a dream that I was pulling my mandolin apart and I was teaching people about it. And so Spirit was like, it's time to play some music with some mandolin. So let's see what else Spirit wants us to have for us this week and today. And what's the message coming in? Get nice and comfy. Get nice and cozy. So wherever you are, you could be driving, you could be sitting, you could be, you know, if you're not in a meditative pose, I mean, that's ultimately the best position to be in, is in a meditative state. But if you're not, no worries. Just listen as long as you're receiving it, because I'm going to be giving you Reiki with this and healing. So no matter where you are, feel the magnificence that is coming in right now. The beauty that surrounds you. Just take a moment to just be present. Take a moment to be present, to feel good, to feel whole, to feel loved. Take a minute to just know how loved you are right now in this moment. Take a minute to understand that by you tuning in, you are tuning in to the frequency station of the universe. For this is not just WMFO 91.5. It is a channel in the universe where all is possible, all magic is possible, and you are able to feel the love and appreciation you are meant to feel right now. You were able to be understood right now in this moment, having all of your needs met. From the Spirit, I, me, you, us, all one, we are working together to heal each other. Listen to the foundation of the beauty that surrounds us right now. Feel that charge of energy that is our love and magic that is us. The plenitude that surrounds us. I'm seeing the most beautiful vision right now surrounding you. As I put my hands all around your energy field from a distance, and I give you healing. There is a ultra blue violet light that surrounds you, imagine yourself sitting in the beautiful, beautiful land where the pyramids are in Egypt. Why are we here? Because this is a representation of where all mysteries of magic began within the heart of planet Earth. We come back to the tombs and the ancient world and the magnificence. Spirit wants us to see the pyramids because they want us to remember that once upon a time, we were able to create such majestic things. We were able to have the knowledge in our hands for the power to create the world and the life we wanted. We come back to this beautiful place. You're sitting on your beautiful, beautiful land where the pyramids surround you. You see the light shining of that blue. That light represents blueprint, blue energy of the innovation, of the initiation, of the trailblazer right here. You see, we're opening up this space in our consciousness, a new place in our consciousness that's never been. Right here, I invite you. This is an energy, a beautiful energy of your soul that you are opening up to right now. And you invite spirit, you invite all of your ancestors to come forth and deliver you all the messages and all the growth, all the love you need for today. You can feel the power that's around you, and you can feel your angels whispering in your ear. They're whispering the remembrance of your beautiful soul right here. You get to remember who you are. Imagine yourself outside. Beautiful, beautiful, magnificent pyramids that surround you, and you take a look at them and you smile because you know that those pyramids hold an energy that you have. You know those pyramids are pure representation of your miraculous alien self. So powerful, so vast in the world. You notice as you're gazing upon the pyramids and flying high and free and floating. You could be flying, you could be floating, you could be on the ground. But you do notice wings expanding from you. Beautiful wings that are expanding. You've never seen these wings before, but they are yours. Brand new pair of wings. These wings are representing the place in your consciousness. The place in your consciousness that is truth. The place in your consciousness that is eternal. This place in your consciousness that is forever creative. You're all of your angel team is here with you. They are surrounding you in a circle, holding hands with the light shining bright within your chest, within your heart space. There is a beautiful light shining out, and it gets bigger and bigger. And as this light is shining and getting bigger and bigger, it is, you notice it is illuminating the world. It's giving life everywhere it goes. Water for us to drink. Trees so we can have oxygen. Fire for all the magnificent energy all the animals, all the skies, the moon, the sun, the stars, the dirt, the earth, the plants, everything that works in congruent to our inherent nature, that we give life to each and every single person as we give to ourselves. We are this beautiful, magnificent design of love, me and you. Feel how powerful that feels to know that you are responsible for this world rotating in such beauty and working in such effortlessness. It is almost as if you can feel your expanded starseed being. It is almost as if we are on another planet, but home at the same time. You see, the purpose right now is to connect to our divine self that is in the cosmos and bring that here to planet Earth and connect and grow and love and learn. We are bringing all this beautiful guidance from spirit here, and we're sharing this beautiful channeling right now where you are being healed to pure excellence, pure radiance, pure love, and you are being restored to wholeness. You have what you need right now. This was the initiation for the blueprint. This was the initiation for the beginning of your innovative self to emerge to your next spiritual ideation, spiritual technology, spiritual connection right now. What shall you create and bring to this earth? What is it within your soul and your power that you are going to astonish the world with next? You right now are love. You are the God self-shining of love, a piece of stars in the stardust reflecting. In your hand, Spirit puts the most beautiful gift in secret. You put it in your pocket and know that you have all that you need for the rest of the week to expand your joy and your love and feeling good. You are here to feel good, the angels say to you. So come feel good with me right now, because when you are ready, ground yourself, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile and feel how good it feels to just be present. We are away from any worries, because all worry is illusion. And summoning in the things we don't want. Right now, we're summoning everything we want. There is no time. There is no deadline. We're here in the expanse of eternity, always and forever. You are so blessed and loved. Mwah! I love you. If you're just tuning in, this is Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And I hope I could enchant you with the most beautiful, beautiful meditation and healing. And I hope you take this energy within you today, and you and whatever it means to you, whatever messages, whatever feeling, whatever connection you got, I hope you bring that with you today. And that beautiful gift and secret that Spirit has for you, that is for you. That is yours and your unique gift only. I love you so much. Let's raise the vibration. Whoa. Hello. Oh my goodness, that was enchanting. That was very enchanting. The other day, because I had this wild experience where I was meditating and I was filled with so much joy and gratitude in my heart. So much joy and gratitude in my heart that I literally left my body, and I could see myself not as me, but I literally saw the spirit. And it was one of the most amazing experiences. And this was literally right after I meditated and did Reiki and was connecting with nature and walking outside, and I did Reiki outside. And I had this instant where I could feel my spirit, and it was so beautiful. I was just like, oh my goodness, I love you. So when you can get to that point where you just not even looking at yourself in a reflection, but seeing, really truly seeing your spirit and saying, oh my God, I love you. And that love you have, falling in love with yourself, the way you would fall in love with another person. That is the door, baby. That's the key. There's something going on. There's something stirring in the works with spirit. That is that energy you jump in to love and creation right there. We got this. Thank you so much, spirit, for all of your love and everything you do for us each week, being here, me being the channel and delivering whatever it is anybody needs to hear and needs to heal. You are so loved. We are loved. So this is a very interesting song I want to get into. The goddamn gallows is what they're called. And this song is called The Trial, and they're really cool. I can't describe it. It's like a ethereal bluegrass type, folk type, rock type, like a dark light folk story in a woodland area is what I describe this. It's really cool. So I'm glad I can introduce this to you. So here's the goddamn gallows with The Trial. And yes, there's mandolin happening. Please stay with me. I'm here. Well, you're here till 7 p.m. This is a blast. I can't wait to see what spirit has to say and why they brought the mandolin in. Woo! Love you to pieces so much.
Thank you. right in front of me. Color of her eyes were the color of insanity. Crushed beneath her wave like a ship I could not reach the shore. We're all just dancers of the devil's dance floor. Well, swing a little more, and then there we go. Swing a little more next to me. Swing a little more, and then there we go. Swing a little more on the devil's dance floor. Crushed against her face, I could feel her insecurity. Might have been a drunk, and her father was obscurity. Nothing ever came from a life that was a simple one. Pull yourself together, girl. Was a furry one. Her legs ran all the way up to heaven and past Avalon. Tell me something, girl, what it is you have in store. She said, come with me now on the devil's dance floor. Well, swing a little more, and then there we go. Swing a little more next to me. Swing a little more, and then there we go. Swing a little more on the devil's dance floor. Swing a little more on the devil's dance floor.
Hello, hello, we're back. So we had some, you got to see a part of, you know, a collection of with some bands with mandolins. Nice, nice, nice. Yeah, that's a transcend, I'm in a transcendent, transcendental kind of feel, kind of energy, what's going on right now. So there's actually a band up that I wanted to play called Mandolin Orange, and the you know, it's amazing. The theme, you know, is mandolin and Mandolin Orange, and I actually worked a Mandolin Orange event at WGBH. So when they had a show there, I do a lot of work in the doors. I used to work security at the House of Blues. And I've always worked, you know, at shows and concerts, whether it's doors, whatever it is, picking up trash, I've always worked shows. So this was actually pretty awesome to see them. It was great. It was a really great experience. So I'm glad I got to see that. And I'm glad I get to play some Mandolin Orange here for you on the show, because that's the theme. What's going on. So yeah, let's keep it here. We're here till 7 p.m. and don't miss the message. What's coming in for you know, the message that wants to be spoken and spoke to the world by the, you know, by spirit. That was crazy meditation. Like, that was definitely different than what I literally astral projected. Like, I could, everything was so vivid. I was in ancient Egypt and it was just so, it felt so good. It was pretty rad. It's pretty sick. All right. Here's Madeline Orange here with Gospel Shoes. Yeah.
Some set their heads swimming, nothing to lose. Drift about their good times, slippers in their boots. Some walk the straight and narrow, only passing through. Trading this world over for a pair of gospel shoes. Gospel shoes are late. Shackles and chains fitted for the poor, the runners of the race. Now every hand is folded, shape of a gun. Targets ever changing, but the war rages on. So the armies march on for the mother. Is this world screaming color? It's bleached in the blood. Freedom was a simple word, so reverent and true. A long time ago, it meant the right to choose who you love and how to live. Now it's a misuse, twisted by the politics of men and gospel shoes. So the armies march on for the mother. This world screaming color is bleaching blood. Well, our mother, she is crying, her broken heart is blue. 'Cause we're too busy dying to love this life we lose. She's grown weary of the light, tired of all this fighting in the name of God.
There you have it. Oh yeah. So that was pretty cool. I am Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts. Free form radio. Woo! Yeah! So this is a fun band that definitely has a mandolin in it. That's definitely what's happening. I played a bunch of their songs before, but this looks fun. The Unicorn Song by the Irish Rovers. That actually looks totally like a fun time. And so we're going to do this. Please stay tuned. We got the reading going on. We got this, the energy going. Everything's good. I love all of you so much. It's all about spreading love, listening to the guidance of spirit, and emerging all of these things at once. And so, you know, when we're in a flow, sometimes I like to question spirit and be like, do I really have to do that? I kind of want to do this. But every time, and spirit is never telling us what to do. Like they weren't in my dreams. Like, you better play music with mandolin in it. You bet, like bullying me in my sleep, like with a fake fist in my face and like phantom hands. Like, can you just imagine? And they're pulling up my, I'm like, spirit, please. And they're like, you better do this. No, spirits never. They're just suggesting. And if you don't do it, honestly, it's your own fault. You're going to just be missing out. That's why I always just be like, listen, I don't know where this is going, but it's going to unfold eventually. And I'm just going to ride the wave. I'm going to ride the wave of trust. And that's really what it comes down to. I'm all in it and I completely ride the wave of trust. And so, you know, I'm present. And that's what it's about, living. You know, I'm just having a lot of spiritual revelation lately. And the one spiritual revelation, like, this shouldn't even be a huge revelation, but there was just so much going on with the retrograde and the solar eclipse. I'm not the only one. Like, people have, people got their stuff banged up. Yo, people been getting banged up. Like, it's no joke. Like, leaving jobs, ending relationships, trauma coming to the surface. All of this stuff is happening. Well, it's been happening. And from, you know, all these eclipses and retrogrades happening. But it's all good. It's not bad. We need it. We need to purge. And it needs to be a death and a rebirth. And so, while that was all happening, you know, we all have a lesson that we've needed lately. And so mine was just being like, F it. Just literally being F it. I need to be more present. Like, I know I am a present person, but like, sometimes you don't realize, sometimes we do things and where I'm just like, I'm totally this. But then you're really not as much as you want to be. And you always think that you are, but you could always be more. You could always you could be the best of your ability. And I feel like I want to be more present to the best of my ability. I try to be present all the time, but I've realized now that I could definitely be more present and being in the moment. And because it's just a hellhole. Thinking thoughts, projecting into the future that's not even here, it makes no sense. Like, I want to go back to when I was a kid and like everything was ill because it was like the present and we weren't thinking about the past or the future. We were just living. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm just chilling, really taking everything in and the guidance and whatever needs to be and whoever needs to hear, whatever. I just trust that it's all supposed to happen. Sometimes I don't understand it. Sometimes I'm just like, am I doing a good job? So, you know, we all go through this. Like, I want to be the best channel possible for you because it's what I love to do. So I want to be the best. But, you know, it's like sometimes it's not always what we plan on being, what the outcome plans to be, because spirit has something else in store for us that we need to look at. We need to learn spontaneity. We need to learn to let go of the control, because sometimes what we need is not what we're planning for. And that's really a lot of times where the messages goes with some people, with, you know, when I do readings too, where they're expecting one thing, but then they get something else and they're like, oh wow, because that's what you need to hear. So, you know, Life is good. It is 6:41 and we still got some oodles of time, oodles and noodles of time to go. I'm so grateful to be here. I'm so grateful for WMFO. I love it here. I'm telling you, when you have, like when I had a radio show here and then all of a sudden pandemic hit and for 2 years, I didn't know when I was coming back. Two whole years. You just don't know. I had to let go and I had to just accept. But I'm back here. And so now that I'm back, what I'm accepting is just gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Like you don't know what can happen. Anything can happen. And that's what I learned being here on the show is that it's anything can just happen. And while I'm here, I'm just going to say I love you to everybody that, you know, when I'm here, I'm going to say I love you to I love this station. I love being here. I love everything. I'm just going to send love to everyone here. I'm going to send love on the airwaves. I'm just going to send love everywhere all day on the airwaves till I can't anymore and just spread so much gratitude for being here and happiness and how happy I am to be here. Back again. It's just like, oh, home. I call this place home. I love it. So let's have some fun. Here's some Irish Rovers with Unicorn Song. This is cute. This is cute. Oh my God. What is going on with that? Yeah, today's kind of like definitely a retrograde-y day, but I'm feeling it. We need retrograde. Retrograde is needed. Don't fear it. It's clearing and cleansing. Listen to the unicorn.
A long time ago when the earth was green and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. They'd run around free while the earth was being born. But the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning and it gave him pain, and he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo and take some of them green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn. Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn. Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns. Green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees. Noah cried, close the door, cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. Then unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
Okay, can we talk about how that was my ding-a-ling, won't you play with my ding-a-ling, the Chuck Berry song. I wasn't expecting that. That was awesome. Basically, that's why there's no more unicorns. I need to listen to that again because I really wasn't listening to the lyrics that much. I was very mesmerized by the Chuck Berry. All I could hear was, my ding-a-ling, won't you play with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. That's great. I mean, that song is just pure. It's so good. It really is. Like, why would you... Well, why wouldn't you use that tune? I mean, it's so catchy. And then The Business did... I'm not singing it because that's just... It's so bad. It's the lyrics are bad, but it's like, no, get back, have another one. Da 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 da, so much fun. Yeah, just look it up. You know it. I'm not singing that song, though. I'm not promoting that. It's bad. But it's good. Anyways, it is 6:47. You know what? Before we get into our... I had some Starseed cads that I wanted... Is it just inevitable that I just start being like, hey, what's up, guys? It's time to start talking like townie to the fifth max. I am. I mean, I am a townie. Like, I'm not lying. I'm not denying it. Okay, so the way I'm going to do this, actually, I wanted to pull a starseed card, but I also want to hear, you know what? I need to stop because I just want to do things my way. Let's just go in because we're almost out of time. And let's go into the message. What does Spirit want us to know this week? What is going on in the beautiful ethers, in the beautiful enchantment? Whew. Spirit, Spirit, I love you. Okay. Yeah, this week, so we've been through a lot of rocky roads with the solar eclipse and the Mercury retrograde. So everybody... The message that's going on is working on our vibration. How can we lift our vibration? How can we raise our vibration? Spirit is coming in. It's very important for us to be surrounded by people who love us. Reciprocation, appreciation. It's really important to stay away from drama, to relax and be and just ground ourselves this week, but really, really gravitate and notice and focus more on those you notice who are really giving, who really, really pour that appreciation, because that's where the inspiration is right now. They are acting as the universe for you, and they're trying to show you something very beautiful. But not only that, they are coming in the form of the things you've asked for. So think about and collect all the people that really, really you can feel like you can be yourself, and there's a flow and there's love, and really understand that that is the universe acting through them for you, for the things you've asked for. And so it's very important this week to really choose happiness, because we so often really get taken away by things on the outside circumstances, things we can't control, and then we get very confused about the truth of what's going on. You know, is this really a bad situation, or is this a situation I really have control over and I can remove myself? There are things we can't have control over, but it's about that moment in that time to be able to grasp the things we can, and what we can control is our emotions. And what is the famous, I don't want to get the quote, the person wrong and quote the wrong person, but it was, your feelings are your God. And remember that famous quote. And I think, and that your feelings are our God, and it's so true. every emotion we have, you can either be in hell or you can be in heaven at any moment. So this is the time to really choose where you want to be. You have the choice to be in hell or you have the choice to be in paradise. Do you want paradise this week? Because if you do, what are the things you are doing? So for example, that's why that happened to me today. Earlier when I was just like, you know what? I expressed to my loved one, I'm so happy. I'm just so happy. I'm so content. I just feel good. I feel loved. I'm present right now. And boom, literally right after that, I saw that I could do radio. Literally right after that. So we have to understand that when we are not attached to the outcome of things, when we're not attached to anything, any expectation that's going to give us a feeling of validation to be happy or joy, when we can just find that within ourselves, that's where all the riches come in. That is when your manifester is like boom, 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 boom. That is when that thing you called in for months, weeks, yesterday, a minute ago, it will just show up because you're meeting forces with detachment. And that is the beautiful secret of getting more, is letting go. That is the beautiful secret of having all the things you want, is to the non-attachment to this world. Because the material world, it's not bad. It's what it is we wouldn't, all these things are for us to enjoy, for us to, you know, explore, for us to play with and have, but it's not for us to be attached to. And so that's where we need to find our balance, you know? So when we are good, just being present, just being here, you will see how, where that gratitude comes in and all those things that come in at once for you. And the magic will always surround you. So this week's message is to lift your vibration after all that stuff that's gone on this month through the solar eclipse and the Mercury retrograde. It's time to get to the next level of where you can be on that vibration. Where is your heart space? Where, the more you feed the things that love you, that give to you, that help you grow, the more you're giving that right back to yourself. You're giving that to that energy of what is giving to you. That's, and you give to them. There goes that beautiful co-creative place of just being and an exchange of love and abundance of spiritual, supernatural exchange of energy that keeps flowing and it keeps growing and it keeps glowing. And you will be the miraculous. You are the miraculous right now, but you will come into the experience of the reality of the miraculous at that time. So I hope you took into that message. Let's work on raising our vibrations. Let's get into a high vibration this week. And always pay attention and focus more on the good stuff. That's a start to the highest vibes. I love you so much. I love everything about what went on today. And thank you, Spirit, for the mandolin. It's really put me in a unique place where I can hear all different kinds of music and express all different kinds of music to other people and just open up more of the consciousness of sound. And so I know what, you know, that is incorporated into, that's what happens when we lift our vibrations. And that was the message to why I had the dream about the mandolin, because when we raise our vibrations, we open up to new things and create in creative spaces and things we are not used to. So it gives us an opportunity to do something different. Hence, when we choose love and we choose being higher, it's called openness. Okay, so we're out of here. We're out of here. I love you so much. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to leave you with "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, Man of Constant Sorrow." I don't know if there's a mandolin in here. Honestly, I just want to hear it, and I'm going to pretend there's a mandolin in here, even if there isn't. So it's bluegrassy, so whatever. I'm just going to do what I want to do. And going to play "Man of Constant Sorrow" from Brother Art Thou. Can I talk? Brother Art Thou. Because it's such a fun song, and I love it. And I love you. So until next time, baby, check in. What's in my dreams? What's going on? This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merle Knight, the Boston Medium, and you are so loved. Have a good night. Woo!
In constant sorrow. Trouble all my days. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised, the place where he was born. No pleasure here on earth I found. For in this world I'm bound to ramble. I have no friends to help me now. He has no friends to help him now. Never expect to see you again. For I'm bound to ride that northern railroad. Perhaps I'll die upon this train. Perhaps he'll die upon this train. You can bury me. Sleeping in my grave, while he is sleeping in his grave. Maybe your friends think I'm just a stranger. My face you never will see no more. But there is one promise that is given. I'll meet you home.